Matthew 11, and verses 25 through 30, which are quite familiar verses to you. Now, quite obviously, we'll cut this down so that it'll fit into our time zoning, more or less, maybe more. And I just would challenge you with the preciousness of these words. Verse 25 through 30 of the chapter 11 of Matthew. At that time Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Going through this and looking at this precious piece of scripture, I would challenge you in your minds just for these moments that we have with the precious words of Christ our Lord when he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn from me. One version puts this, just learn of or from me. The NIV changes the of into a from and says, learn from me. Learn from my life. Learn from my experience. Learn from my sayings. Learn from my miracles. Learn from all that I am. Learn from the fact that I am very man and very God. Learn from me, said Jesus. Learn from me, who was in the world and was touched by all the infirmities of the world and understands all the deprecation of the world, and yet learn from me, said Jesus, who is without sin and is at the same time the sin bearer and the savior of sinners. Learn from me, who was crucified, who died, who was buried, and who rose from the dead. Learn from me, who is the shepherd of the sheep, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Learn from me, said Jesus, who is the bread of life. Learn from me, said Jesus, who is the fountainhead. Learn from me, said Jesus, who is the resurrection from the dead. Learn from me. Now we take our learning from a lot of different places. We take our learning from books. We take it from education. We take it from all the things that people tell us. We take it from a collage of things that people impress upon us. From the outside, we take to the inside all kinds of learning. I have to confess that if I want to know much about computers, I have to go to somebody who knows about computers, and I have to say to that person, teach me. If I want to know about cars and how to drive them quickly, I have to go to people that can race them fast, and I have to say, teach me. If I want to know about anything, I must go to people outside of my normal frame of reference, and I have to say, will you please teach me? Jesus is saying, come out of the normal frame of reference, reach beyond where you are, and say to me, teach me. Learn of me, said Jesus. Learn of me. Now, how can you do so? After all, the rabbis of the day, the teachers of his day, the scribes, the Pharisees, the people that were the teachers of that day, these were people who had put so many burdens upon the nation of the Jews that they could hardly breathe. They had rules to keep the rules that kept the rules that were the rules. They had laws to keep the laws of the laws of the laws. Silly things. Serious things. Foolish things, fulfilling things, they had laws about. And Jesus said this. He said, look, you're overburdened by all these rules, these regulations, all these laws. You're overburdened. I am not a rabbi. I am not a teacher in the normal sense of the word. I am the Son of God. Now come to me. Now he talks of this yoke. And I'm sure you've seen pictures and you've read the history books of how people would wear a wooden yoke across their shoulders, usually for milking cows, to carry the buckets of milk or to carry the water from the well. They usually used a yoke. You know well enough, if you carried your luggage into the airport sometime or another or onto the bus, if you've got one heavy bag and one light bag, you're lopsided and you often end up with a twisted spine or a damaged spine or muscles that are pulled in your back that are hurting greatly. And in order to avoid that, the ancients built a wooden yoke. They laid it on their shoulders, and then they had hanging from the two extreme ends two pieces of rope and a hook at each end of the rope that held the buckets, took the weight of the buckets. The hands could steady the buckets, but the weight was borne in a very uniform way across the shoulders. Now the trick was to get a yoke that was so carved that it fitted the shoulder of the person wearing it. The yoke had to be so balanced that the weight was evenly distributed. And Jesus says this, look, be yoked with me. Be yoked with me. Everything I tell you, it will not be overburdensome so that you're walking lopsided, so that you're straining on one side and loosening up on the other side. But it'll be a burden that is easy to carry. It will not be too heavy. Even if you wear a yoke and you carry, as the people in China and in Vietnam and Thailand and places such as the Orient, that part of the Orient do, sometimes they would carry rocks when they're building roads or building some building, and they would carry rocks in baskets on a yoke, but there were times when the rocks would be too heavy and they couldn't lift the enormous weight. Jesus said that will not happen. There'll not be burdens upon you that you cannot deal with. There will not be burdens so grievous that you cannot handle. There will not be experiences so awful that you cannot survive. There will not be those terrifying things happen to you. It will not happen. Take my yoke, said Jesus. Take my yoke. And clutching fear and gnawing anxiety and rayless despair will be gone. Will be gone. Take my yoke. Take my yoke. I will rest you, said Jesus in verse 28. I will rest you. It's a beautiful expression. In the NIV that we're using here, he says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. In the original language, it tells us, come to me, all you who are weary and have got these burdens, all of you that have got these heavy weights, all of you that have got an imbalance in your life, come to me, and I will give you rest. I will rest you. A child I was observing the other day was filled with all kinds of energy, and the child was making all sorts of mayhem in the room where he was situated. The mother kept on saying nice words because she was embarrassed, simmer down. But the kid was filled with energy and was working off this energy one way and another, and was with great power and energy and strength dashing all over the place. And the mother kept saying in as many words, simmer down. Eventually the child wanted something to eat, and then it ate that, and then the child wanted something else and it fussed about that, and so the child went on, and eventually the mother took hold of the child and she pulled the child to her and she held him even though he protested, and she held him very firmly, and suddenly he was asleep. Sound asleep, with the same, it seemed, energy that the child had been moving and squirming around, talking and acting, in the same energy he'd been eating and disturbing and fussing. Suddenly, with that same energy, he was sleeping. Now, that sounds a contradiction of terminology to say that there is energy in sleep, but there was a type of energy. It seemed as one moment he was wide awake and the next sound asleep. And with great heavy breathing and sighs he slept and disturbed the people in the room in a different way. Jesus said, when you're all fast, and when you're all fussy, and when you're all of a doodad, and when you're all of a tiswas, I'll gather you, I'll give you rest. I'll do more than that. I will rest you. I will hold you. I will rock you. I will hold you closely. I will hold you tenderly. I love and enjoy these precious words of Jesus. He says, I, in verse 29, take my yoke and learn of me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. What is he saying to us? I believe he is saying very basically this to us. He is saying, I will not give you a burden you cannot handle. I will not give you a burden that you cannot manage. I will not give you something that is so overwhelming that you cannot understand how you can keep a balance. I will always give you enough to make you realize the evil that is in this world, but the evil will not get you. It cannot touch you. It may buffet you and bang you. It may shove you and push you, but it cannot destroy you. It cannot. The Apostle Paul seems to understand this. He says in 2 Corinthians 4, he says, many times we've been buffeted, but we don't despair. Many times we've been rejected out of hand, and yet we don't fall apart. But there's many times when people have ignored us and been cruel to us, and they've said all manner of evil against us, and yet we do not get to that place where we hang our hats up and say we cannot cope. There have been times, he says, when we've been so hungry, we've wanted to put pepper and salt on our nails and have a meal. There have been times, he says, when we have been so distressed, where we didn't know what to do next, but God was always there, and he always supplied our needs according to his riches in glory. God did not let us down, not ever. It's a very precious place that Jesus brings the disciples at this time as he teaches them about his yoke and how his yoke is not so grievous that it cannot be carried, about this yoke that is not so grievous that it is out of balance. The out of balance comes from the outside teaching. The out of balance comes from the surrounding pressures. The imbalance comes from all that is outside, breathing into and seeking to overcome what is within. And Jesus says, listen, take my yoke and all that seethes and all that seeks to overcome you, all that seems as if it's going to overflow you and drown you, all of this, it simply won't happen, though it may come to your toes. At one time in the village in which we lived, there was a flood. There were heavy rains and the waters of the local river were filled and the river overflowed. The tributaries and little streams were filled and they overflowed. And suddenly the water was flowing in the village in which we lived. It flooded the road, and the road is built with a camber, and it flooded in the gutter areas more than it did at the center, obviously. And very anxiously, the people in the village where we lived, they were worried about the water coming into the house. The backyards were flooded, and the ground around was all flooded, and the water kept coming, and it kept coming, and it got to the walls of the houses, and it came up to the sills, the very steps of the threshold, but it stopped right there. It did not enter the house. All around were sighs of relief. Though children enjoyed themselves getting their canoes and boats and other things that they could sit upon to float and paddle up and down the roads, the water did not enter the house. The psalmist says, it seems as if the waters will overflow me, as if the terrors of the night will overpower me, whether the terrors and the fears of the day will overcome me. All these things seem to be taking a place. But when the yoke of Jesus is upon me, these weights, these imbalances will not tear me apart. For Jesus says, I'm humble and I'm gentle. And all I'll give you is the result of humility and gentleness. Isn't that beautiful? But the operative word is take, take, you must take, you must take. The operative word is, it's there, the yoke is there, but you must take a hold of this yoke. You must put yourself underneath this yoke of Christ, and you must lift this yoke up upon your own shoulders. You must fit this yoke to your shoulders, and you must pick it up. And as you pick up that cross of Christ and start to walk, you must have the balance, and the balance will come as you find walking with Jesus is not so difficult nor complicated after all. But you must put yourself into that yoke. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn of me. Learn of me. I am sufficient, said Jesus. I am enough, said Jesus. My grace is always sufficient. My grace is always enough. My power is when you need it. It's there. Your prayers are answered when you pray. And you need to put yourself under that yoke, and you need to fit it to your shoulders, and you need to get the balance of your Christian faith and start to walk. To walk. Have you ever taken the yoke of Christ upon you? Consciously. Consciously. Have you ever said, Lord Jesus, this is my fitting day. I've come for a fitting. I'm out of balance. I've got a chunk of bitterness on the one side. I've got a chunk of hope that isn't very much on the other. Here I come, Lord. I'm all out of shape. I want to consciously fit myself to your yoke that there may be a balance of the two. Have you ever come and said, Lord, there's a chunk of criticism in me that overpowers me. I know I've got the criticism. I'm walking all crooked. I know my Christian faith isn't what it should be because of my critical attitude and my critical spirit. And yet there's a piece of love in the other side, but it doesn't seem to balance out. Lord, I'm fitting myself consciously to your yoke. Now, Lord, can we walk together, please? Have you ever consciously taken the yoke of Christ upon you? Ah, Lord, I got a lot of anger. Lord, and I know I shouldn't have it. And I can't have any friends because you've said that make no friendship with an angry man. Nobody wants to be my friend. And I need some friends, Lord. I'm a loving person. I'm a nice person, sort of, once they get past the crust and the nasty, bitter tastes. But I've got anger, and I'm out of balance, Lord. And I need the balance. My dear friend, put yourself and get yourself fitted in the yoke of Christ that you can walk. Jesus knew how to be angry and sin not. And to learn that, we have to learn how it is to love. And we have to learn how to appropriate his love. And we have to learn how to balance and to stand upright and to walk with that yoke. There's so much to learn. But have you ever taken that yoke upon you, deliberately, consciously? Do you ever do that? Let's bow in prayer together. Gracious Lord and blessed Father, thank you very much. Thank you so much for your lovely word. Sometimes we're so filled with disappointments, we fail to remember that you're still there, that you're always there. You never leave, you never forsake, you're always close. And because we belong to Jesus, we praise your name. So now, Lord, as we leave this place, we ask that your blessing and your grace will go with us, and that Jesus Christ shall be honored and glorified, and that his name shall be above every name, and that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he is King of glory now. And in this congregation, help us that we may take his yoke and in a balanced way walk before you all the days of our lives and dwell in your house even forever. We ask, we pray these things in your precious holy name. and for your sake. Amen.